team that is here in Atlanta did not fare so well, and at home was the Falcons. They dropped their game to the Seahawks 34-14, the final score of that matchup.
Yeah, like disappointing. Yesterday was disappointing. I'm just going to be blunt. Sitting there doing the game yesterday felt like everyone that walked into the building downed a bottle of Benadryl and sat in the stands. It was flat. The atmosphere was flat. Everything about yesterday was flat. And the Falcons played that way. Now, the Falcons need to – look, the team has to do stuff.
Why do you think that was?
Hell, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't tell you. I don't know why the crowd was as hungover as the team looked. Maybe everybody was up watching Georgia beat Texas on Saturday night. I don't know. But you have to do something to get the fans fired up. I thought effort was there. I just felt like the energy was lacking. And it was one of those, and it's one of the, that, to me, the biggest issue of all of it was this team has overcome bad moments where, you know, penalties and such. They didn't overcome any of that yesterday. They killed themselves with penalties and they couldn't overcome it. And then what happens is, I thought, Mike, is you started pressing a little bit. And when you press, you make bad throws, you know, you kind of overanalyze the play on defense and make a gamble that doesn't pay off. When you press, you lose in the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, here's Coach Raheem Morris with Dave Archer post game on what this team can learn from the loss.
National Football League, right? Yeah. You know, you got to come out and you got to play every week and you got to come out ready to go every week. And we were not ready to go, clearly.
Yeah, I think that it's just one of those things where he was trying to be guarded of his guys. I think that he's like, you know, and he mentioned it. I think he said, actually, they're a little bit flat yesterday. Some of the players kind of pushed back on that and were like, no, I mean, you know, it is what it is. We got to make plays. I think Jesse Bates kind of pushed back a little bit. I'm with you. The whole stadium was flat. The team was flat. It was very much like, hey, let's roll the ball out there and see if we can win the game, rather than opposed to, you know, just taking it to them, hitting them in the chin to kind of start the game off with. And I get it. And we mentioned this a number of times, and we talked about it in pregame. There is such thing as a rest deficit in terms of the NFL. When you talk about a team coming off a 10-game rest period where they have kind of that mini bye week coming off Thursday Night Football, they should probably most of the time have more energy. But I didn't think so much that it was Seattle with a ton of energy. I thought it was Atlanta just not having any and getting punched in the mouth early. And then once you tried to scratch and claw back into it, you get the penalties start rolling. A couple, inability to make some of the third down stops, I thought was really the death knell.
Well, I know you said the team had kind of pushed back against feeling flat, but Raheem Morris did say it at halftime, too, and watching that game. When he came back out, he said, we need to wake up.
Yeah.
So but I guess he had a pulse on it from the get-go, maybe different opinions.
Hard to wake up in a sleep chamber, and that's what it felt like yesterday. I mean, it was just dead. It was just weird how business-like everything was yesterday in that game. And like, they had a couple penalties. I thought they had two or three that extended drives for Seattle, and Seattle made you pay.
Yeah, they did.
And Seattle tried to shoot themselves in the foot early in the game, and then they were able to overcome it. But I did agree with what Jesse Bates said. It was 10-7. You have a penalty that derails a drive, so you have to give the ball back, and then they go right down the field. And, you know, everybody's going to blame A.J. Terrell for the touchdown that Metcalf caught, but A.J. is playing with the technique where he feels like he has inside help, and you've got both safeties in the area, and they're not anywhere in the area, so yeah. I don't know where. So it's hard for me to blame A.J. Terrell with that when he kind of – the defense at zone that they're kind of playing, he kind of turns them loose like he's got inside help, and he didn't show up.
Was that the first time you ever seen DK Metcalf play in person?
No.
For me, it was. And I was very impressed with just looking down on the field, how I didn't even have to look for his number. You can pick him out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just looking down there going, oh, there he is.
It's a Julio-type presence.
It really is. Well, I was thinking like Calvin Johnson. Like Calvin Johnson, you could see from a mile away, very much in the same space that you would talk about like a Cam Newton as a quarterback. Like Calvin Johnson, you could just see from a mile away. I felt that DK is not quite Calvin Johnson size-wise, but, man, I don't know if it's just everybody else around him at the time or what it was, but you look down there and you see DK, and you're like, well, there he is. Hopefully we're able to find him on the field, and it didn't seem like at times we could.
Yeah, I was getting to see him. That's the third time I think I've gotten to see him play in person. That's where it reminds me of, like, Julio. Is like, it's just a machine. You know, it's not. You know, you look down there and you're just like, holy man, that dude's built different.